House to consider second whistleblower.
Another key witness as they build their case for impeachment.
U.S. troops on the move.
Pulling back in northern Syria.
Wife of U.S. diplomat flees UK after deadly crash.
Gonna face what she's done and see what she's left us with.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Now there's a second whistleblower with information about President Trump's phone call to Ukraine's president. CBS's Weijia Jiang says it's an important new wrinkle that will play into the House impeachment inquiry.
The new whistleblower could blow up President Trump's main argument against the original whistleblower.
The whistleblower never saw the conversation. He got his information, I guess, second or third hand.
But the latest person calling out the president apparently has firsthand knowledge of the July 25th phone call. And while he continues to publicly describe his conversation with Zelensky as perfect, CBS News has learned in private President Trump is playing the blame game, telling Republican lawmakers he only called because Energy Secretary Rick Perry asked him to.
A White House statement dismisses the second whistleblower. CBS's Nancy Cordes says some Republicans are now breaking from others in the GOP.
I hope this will be done with the seriousness that any impeachment proceeding deserves.
Senator Susan Collins of Maine is one of the few Republicans willing to call the president out, telling the Bangor Daily News, "I thought the president made a big mistake by asking China to get involved in investigating a political opponent."
China should start an investigation into the Biden.
Nebraska Republican Ben Sasse responded, "Americans don't look to Chinese commies for truth." Utah's Mitt Romney called the president's plea wrong and appalling. But President Trump responded by calling Romney a pompous ass and a bunch of other things.
There's breaking news this morning from New York. A federal judge has ordered President Trump to turn over 8 years of personal and corporate tax returns. They were subpoenaed in a criminal investigation. Legal analyst Jonathan Turley.
The arguments made by the Trump defense team were outlandish and extreme. The president maintained that a sitting president could not be subject to any criminal process of any kind during his term of office.
An appeal is likely. The U.S. Supreme Court, on the first day of the term, threw out a challenge to Republican-drawn congressional districts in Ohio. Overseas, a military shift from the U.S., and it could leave a longtime ally, the Kurds, vulnerable to an attack from Turkey. CBS's Cammie McCormick at the Pentagon.
U.S. forces have pulled out of observation posts at the border and stopped the joint patrols with Turkey in Syria. Whether the U.S. now pulls all of its troops out of northeastern Syria depends on how deep the Turkish incursion is and whether the U.S.-backed Kurds fight back. If they do, an official told CBS News, then the U.S. no longer has a partner in Syria.
President Trump tweets, "It's time for us to get out of these ridiculous, endless wars." Dallas police are investigating the shooting death of Joshua Brown, a man who was a key witness in the murder conviction of former cop Amber Geiger. She shot and killed a neighbor, Botham Jean. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
The Jean family and their attorney, Lee Merritt, are demanding answers.
To have a key witness suddenly be killed is suspicious.
Merritt says Brown was scared someone was after him after he was involved in a separate shooting incident in Dallas.
He had been shot less than a year ago, and someone standing near him was killed. He was reluctant to testify in this case because he had been shot at.
Well, CBS's David Begno is in Kansas City, Kansas, where police have arrested one of two suspects in a deadly bar shooting.
When it hit me, it felt like I got hit by a damn bus.
Michael Barajas was among the five people injured. A bullet is still lodged in his shoulder. Police say two gunmen started shooting inside the Tequila KC bar just a half hour before closing time Sunday morning, killing four men.
I just heard about like four shots. When I turned over to the right, I just seen an arm swing up and seen a flash, and I seen it pointing straight at me.
Police identified the suspects overnight as Hugo Villanueva Morales and Javier Alatorre.
In Great Britain, the suspect in a fatal crash is the wife of an American diplomat, and she is back in the U.S. claiming diplomatic immunity. CBS's Vicky Barker joins us live from London.
Police say Ann Sekulis was on the wrong side of the road when she hit and killed a motorcyclist, 19-year-old Harry Dunn. His mother says the family wants to forgive Sekulis.
If she'd have stayed and faced our justice system and faced us as a family,
we could have found that forgiveness.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he's appealing to the US.
I do not think that it can be right to use the process of diplomatic immunity for this type of purpose.
So a family tragedy is becoming a diplomatic incident, Steve.
Well, three scientists share the Nobel Prize for Medicine to Americans and to Britain for their work on how cells sense and adapt to oxygen availability. Jimmy Carter fell at home in Georgia over the weekend, but he made it to an event to rally Habitat for Humanity volunteers.
I had a number one priority, and that was to come to Nashville to build houses.
The 95-year-old former president got a black eye and needed 14 stitches. Well, CBS's Sam Litzinger has our RIP to a man known as Rip.
Zany was a word that seemed pretty much invented for this comedian.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rip Taylor.
Rip Taylor has died at age 84. Taylor was known for throwing confetti and running around, usually cracking jokes around some silly props from a table.
Can you see this? It's a shoehorn. Folks, I don't dance. This is it, you see.
Rip Taylor made more than 2,000 guest appearances on shows like Hollywood Squares and The Gong Show.
On New York's Long Island, it was just another weekend at the hair salon. When suddenly a deer crashed through the front window of the place in Lake Ronkonkoma, thrashed its way to the break room in the back, then ran back out the front with a straightening iron in its antlers. One person was hurt. The bad drought in the southeast has taken a toll on all kinds of crops, including a key one used to raise animals.
Hay needed to feed cattle has become a precious commodity across the bone-dry south and southeast. Lifelong South Carolina cattleman Paul Wilkie.
I think this is about the shortest I've ever been on hay going into the winter.
Doug Hoyt raises cattle in western North Carolina. He's having to buy hay.
We will be purchasing additional feedstuffs to make it through the winter, which cuts into our bottom line.
Many seed and feed stores are stuck with tens of thousands of dollars worth of seed that farmers haven't planted because of the dry weather. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Mount Airy, North Carolina.
A new film set an opening record for the month of October, grossing more than $93 million.
Can you introduce me as Joker?
Joker took in more than $140 million in other countries, too. Warner Brothers says the numbers are better than anticipated. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.